Welcome back to Care Alive Podcast. My name is Phyllis McKenzie, and if this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much for finding our podcast. This is an arts podcast, but as from this year, we are welcoming absolutely anybody who loves storytelling and the power of arts. And today's episode, we are going to pick up from the last book of Shakespeare. I want to close that chapter. Like, King Lear is going to be the last book of the five tragedies. I don't know. Maybe in the near future, I will do more of the other Shakespearean books. Maybe. I've always wanted to do Julius Caesar. But today, we will finish up with King Lear, which is basically a book about this king who ruled this pre-Christian England, and he was about to retire and all that. So there's a whole bunch of drift between father and daughter, father and advisor, because he ends up making a lot of mistakes, by the way. This is why I saved this book as the last, because it's quite relatable in the present times. I'm not talking about being a king, I'm talking about being a father, being a daughter, being an advisor or a close friend to somebody. And also the fact that people make very terrible and horrible choices just to get what they want. But I won't be doing the summary. I will leave some other recording to do the summary. I will link the original below, but I'm not feeling that quite well. So I think the recording will suffice, where we will learn about the summary of King Lear, which is the fifth and final book in all the five tragedies by William Shakespeare. And before I hit the play button, please make sure you follow our social media pages. Links will be in the description below. Or just go anywhere on social media at Podcast by Kenzie. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and also Pinterest and TikTok. Literally anywhere, it's at Podcast by Kenzie. Also, check out our second channel, which is Wicked Campfire Podcast, if you're interested in all things paranormal and all things true crime, all things horror, because we will be having guests there. We'll be having modern day witches, we'll be having masons, we will be having literally anything you can think about, even demonologists. I'm trying to find like an exorcist and a demonologist, but one is sick, one can be found. I think that's the way of life, but we never give up here. So links will all be in the description below. And also check out our subreddit, where you can send me scary videos and also paranormal experiences or even stories where I can react to in our second channel. And also check out our Discord page. Please just check out the Discord, because I want to grow this family online and offline as well. But that will be all, and let us hit record, or literally let us hit play on King Lear by William Shakespeare.
In ancient England, the powerful King Lear is growing old. He decides to divide his kingdom between his three daughters. Whichever daughter loves him the most will get the best part of the kingdom. Lear is furious that his favourite daughter, Cordelia, doesn't shower him with fake praise like her older sisters, Goneril and Regan. He banishes Cordelia, who sadly leaves to live in France with her new husband, the King of France. Meanwhile, the Earl of Gloucester's illegitimate son, Edmund, is plotting against his father and brother. Elsewhere, Goneril is fed up with her father and his rowdy knights. Lear leaves in a huff to Regan's house. But then he gets into a massive fight with Regan and storms off, just as a real storm starts. In the storm, Lear goes crazy with anger and madness. Kent convinces him to find some shelter, and they come across Edgar, Edmund's brother. But Edgar doesn't give away his identity, disguised as a peasant and saying his name is Poor Tom. Gloucester finds the group and tries to look after them. But Cornwall, Regan and Goneril all think Gloucester is a traitor. They catch him and cruelly gouge out his eyes, then kick him out of his own castle. Ouch! Edgar finds his father and is shocked to see that his eyes have been gouged out. Remember that Cordelia married the King of France? Now, rumours have been going around that France is getting ready to invade. Albany, Goneril's husband, is glad. Hopefully, the French army will win the kingdom back for Lear. Albany is angry that Goneril has treated Lear so cruelly. Furious, Goneril calls him a coward. Then more news. Cornwall, Regan's husband, is dead. One of Gloucester's servants killed him while he was trying to gouge out Gloucester's eyes. Albany is shocked at Cornwall's cruelty. He figures out that Edmund was involved and vows revenge. Next, we get a brief glimpse of Cordelia. She is in the French military camp at Dover and is moved to tears at the terrible situation in England, that her sisters kicked out Lear and that the kingdom is falling apart. Meanwhile, Edgar is with the blind Gloucester. Gloucester wants to commit suicide, so Edgar pretends to lead him to the edge of a cliff. Gloucester jumps and falls flat. Edgar convinces Gloucester that he has miraculously survived a great fall. As for Lear, he is descending further into madness, dressing with wildflowers and refusing to talk to Cordelia out of shame. Then Goneril's servant Oswald arrives, trying to kill Gloucester. Defending his father, Edgar fights Oswald and kills him. To his horror, he finds that Oswald was carrying a letter from Goneril to Edmund. Goneril and Edmund were plotting together to kill Goneril's husband and then marry. Back in the French military camp, Cordelia's doctor is looking after Lear. Overcome with emotion, Lear finally asks Cordelia for forgiveness. The battle begins, but the French side, fighting on behalf of Cordelia and Lear, loses. Edmund, Regan and Goneril are all triumphant. But Edmund is secretly planning to kill Cordelia, and Goneril and Regan are jealously fighting over Edmund. Then Edgar turns up and anonymously duels Edmund, fatally wounding him. Dying, Edmund confesses to his crimes. Suddenly, more news. Goneril poisoned Regan out of jealousy for Edmund, then stabbed herself. Edmund starts to feel remorse. Before dying, he quickly sends Edgar off to stop Cordelia from being killed. But it's too late. Lear comes in distraught, bearing the dead Cordelia in his arms. Lear has gone completely mad with grief and confusion. He faints, then dies from anguish. The play finishes with funeral music. No one gets a happy ending. We hope you enjoyed this Schooling Online production. For more easy lessons on King Lear, check out our analysis of all the themes within the play.
You know what, guys? I will stop it for now, because if you want to check more on their channel, I will link them in the description. But that was King Lear by School Lessons. And I don't think I can add anything more to this story, because like the story says, this was just very, very tragic. Nobody had a happy ending. And when it comes to ranking the five tragedies which we have done, I can say that Hamlet is way at the top, and then in second place, it's a tie between Macbeth and Othello. And then in the third place is this book, King Lear, and then in fourth place will be Romeo and Juliet. Can just go up, like in third place as well. It just can share a position with King Lear, because Romeo and Juliet had a chance to turn things around, but they didn't. That story was just dumb. It was stupid. They made stupid decisions. It wasn't sad like it happened because it happened. No, this made stupid decisions and everybody got hurt. So before I start ranting, if you want to check the other episodes, just go between November and December of last year. That is where we have the other four episodes. And don't forget to check out our social media pages and our other links. They will be in the description down below. Follow, subscribe, like, comment, wherever you're listening from. And until we meet again next week on Tuesday, I have been your host, Phyllis McKenzie, and this is Carol Life Podcast. Goodbye.